Jerry Bader Show 1022 just shared with you the piece from the Wall Street Journal over the weekend where a judge did the right thing. He retired. Judge Peterson retired in 2012 as a state appellate judge and earlier was an Eau Claire County Circuit judge for many years. He was named in November as the new presiding judge in the second John Doe witch hunt probe launched by Milwaukee County Assistant DA Bruce Landgraf against Scott Walker and Republicans and conservative groups in Wisconsin. Peterson last week did the right thing, and the only reason we know this is because the Wall Street Journal has on their staff someone who used to be directly involved in one of the targeted groups, so they're getting a lot of direct information. Otherwise, all of this would be secret. Now, this is incredibly good news, but you have to understand something. First, this John Doe probe isn't over. It was severely crippled by this, but there are other active subpoenas out there. Those groups that were subpoenaed, raided, if they are still among those who have been raided, had property confiscated, they need to take the same action. Odds are you will see the same result, that Peterson will quash those subpoenas. You have to understand, all of this is through a source the Wall Street Journal has. None of this is publicly announced. It's clear now, and thank God that Peterson saw this, it's clear now what the goal was. Remember what a big deal the IRS scandal was. Clearly, that was an effort to stifle the free speech of conservative groups, and it was effective in 2012. But remember how they did it. The IRS did it by burying them under paperwork. That's not what Bruce Landgraf did here. He tried to silence conservative groups in Wisconsin by threatening them with criminal charges, criminal violations, that there was inappropriate direct cooperation between these what's called third-party groups and candidates. There's no evidence of it. None. But consider this. And a listener just emailed this, and he's absolutely right. This isn't done. Landgraf will just try again. You know why? Because he is an unelected, appointed assistant district attorney. And the district attorney in Milwaukee County, John Chisholm, is an elected Democrat. And as has been previously reported by many, a lot of people in his office signed the recall petition against Scott Walker. The only way you're going to end this is to cut the head off the snake. And to cut the head off the snake is to deal with Bruce Landgraf. I don't know how you do that. You can't recall him. He's not elected. There has got to be greater scrutiny of him. And you know what? Maybe it's going to be up to the conservative media. Maybe we need to start dogging him because the mainstream media won't, because they're perfectly fine with what he's doing. He was kind to me on Friday, and I will return the favor. Talk show host Charlie Sykes spent about a half an hour talking about me on Friday and my goings-on with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, so I'll return the favor. Charlie has a great piece today at Right Wisconsin called "Wisconsin John Doe Witch Hunt, Worse Than IRS Scandal," and in fact, the John Doe probe is the scandal. That is the scandal. That's exactly right. The scandal in Wisconsin is not the conservative groups engaged in political advocacy. The real scandal is the vindictive abuse of prosecutorial discretion by partisan investigators conducting a secret probe targeting political opponents. In comparison, the Obama administration's IRS scandal almost seems like weak tea. The massive criminal investigation supposedly was aimed at ferreting out illegal coordination between conservative groups and the campaign of Governor Scott Walker. No liberal or Democrat organizations were targeted. But in throwing out many of the subpoenas in the probe, Judge Gregory Peterson ruled that the conduct the Doe prosecutors were investigating was not a crime at all. The judge rejected the prosecution's basis for the investigation in ruling that they do not show probable cause that the moving parties committed any violations of the campaign finance laws. And then I have already detailed the rest. Again, that's Charlie Sykes writing at RightWisconsin.com. He's right. That is the scandal. How do we get at that? Because if he's not stopped, and I'm talking about Bruce Landgraf, who is just absolutely a liberal bureaucrat out of control, you want to talk about abuse of prosecutorial discretion. He's going to just reload and try something else. Now, maybe he won't. Maybe having all of this brought to the light of day will slow him down, but I'm not going to sleep at night thinking that's the case. And where is the rest of the mainstream media on this, for crying out loud? The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a story. The AP did do a story on this. The Associated Press did a story. Secret probe of Walker campaign dealt setback. Now, I, however, Googled that, and I only saw it on one or two mainstream news sites. Dan Bice, you've got a lot to work with now. You've got a lot to work with. Dan Bice, by the way, has done some good reporting on this at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But here's your chance. I understand they're frustrated because the Wall Street Journal has an inside source here. Something has to be done to stop Bruce Landgraf. Something has to be done. Bill in Neillsville. Bill, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Bill.
Yeah, I think something can be done. I believe that this is an assistant district attorney. If he's not elected, his boss is probably elected,
yep,
who would be the district attorney.
John Chisholm.
Those are elected positions. Yep. And I would, and I believe that this assistant is not a free agent. He's not just operating, yep, on his own. I really cannot believe that. I believe that he would be under the authority or the jurisdiction of the district attorney's office, and there are people that are over him. And so the quickest way to stop this is to go recall his boss. And I think that a recall initiated against his boss would probably stop it real quick.
And as we learned in Wisconsin, you don't really need a cause for a recall other than you don't like what the guy's doing. Now, this is a little tougher, Bill, because who's really going to have to drive this is the conservative media in Milwaukee. Thanks a lot for the call. Because up here, I mean, you can't sign a recall petition against the Milwaukee County DA unless you live in Milwaukee County. But Bill is absolutely right. I doubt John Chisholm is oblivious to everything his assistant is doing. And maybe that is the real head of the snake. Bill is probably right about that. It's 10:30.
Headed down south to the land of the pines.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.